Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect.
Hi there, it's Kathy Love here. How are you? And I guess I want to follow up with that question to how are you to really find out how are you? In conversation with business owners, I'm recording this kind of late July, but in conversation with business owners, certainly through June and July, business owners are pretty tired. Australians are pretty tired. Business owners generally, I think everyone is really, really fatigued. So this is a bit of a message out to allied health business owners, asking you about how you're managing your personal energy and asking about whether you have kind of flipped through a few screens of your calendar and booked some annual leave. Ordinarily, many of us would have used our passports once, maybe twice. This year, I know my passport is sulking at the back of the cupboard, and more than once have I picked it up and given it a little flick. You know that sort of passporty sound? It has a certain texture and smell and sound to it, doesn't it? And I just kind of pop it back in. You know, I would have had two overseas trips by now, and I haven't even left Victoria. I've barely left, you know, within kind of 100k. As have most, you know, so many Australians. So that doesn't mean that you can't have a break. You just can't have the break that you planned with baggage and airports and travel and flights and passports maybe, or sunny beaches or mountains or skiing or scuba diving or whatever it was that you had in mind for yourself, for your family, this year just maybe kind of somewhat compromised. And we're kind of all in the same boat with this, aren't we? So we are allied health business owners, and we are humans, and we are agile and creative, and we are aware that we need to manage the fullness of our own cup in order to be able to serve others. So coming back to my kind of question earlier, have you flipped through those screens to have a look at when your annual leave will happen? Because business is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And the vast majority of allied health business owners that I have been speaking with in the last three, four, goodness, what are we up to, 5 months, have been working at sprint pace. And school holidays didn't quite happen. Days off didn't quite happen because of remote learning and business responsibilities. Easter kind of wasn't cancelled, but it also wasn't what we anticipated either. Many kind of ways that we might get renewal through sport and art and craft and all of those other sustaining activities have also been somewhat compromised. So, we're just needing to really notice and to manage very, very assertively our energy levels going forward. So passport is at the back of the cupboard, hey? The suitcase is maybe kind of there as well, but who has actually gone and booked that leave in? What I'm sort of hearing about are long weekends, so a Friday and a Monday off, so that there is a four-day commitment to be off stage from the business. I'm also really pleased to hear that business owners, perhaps more than in other years, are really looking for those public holidays and adding days to them as well. Other business owners have been really assertive and put in a whole week off, a whole 2 weeks off. And that is what it is going to take. at this point, we don't know what the rest of 2020 is going to bring for us. So best to be blocking out some renewal time. That is kind of, my big sort of encouragement on this as well. Now, you've all taken leave from your businesses, and everybody listening for sure will understand when I say, oh my gosh, it's almost easier not to take a holiday because there's so much work to be able to get out the door and stay out the door and make sure that the business and the team runs itself in the best possible ways while I'm away. Okay, so this is another opportunity to absolutely improve, continuously improve. That is the business we are in. We are in the business of continuous improvement to improve the systems that are going to get that exit plan, that flight plan done for you. So every year you should be finding it easier and easier to step out of the business for potentially longer periods of time. So let's just kind of think about what some of those support activities are. So good to think about delegation frameworks and delegation flowcharts. Good to think about decision-making flowcharts. Absolutely, make them visual. Good to revisit the visual flowcharts of responsibility and who has line of sight and line of decision on different scenarios and activities that happen in the business as well. Good to think about who will maintain marketing. Good to think about who will be stepping in as CFO. That is so often the business owner's job, and it is often one of the one things that business owners will still do, regardless of the time zone. They will still run those payrolls. And maybe this is the year that that gets delegated to a safe pair of hands. It may be that recruitment activities can still happen while you're gone. This would be a really interesting year to kind of test that. Ideally, your team can be, you know, running a whole lot of recruitment and that you come in at the final stages for that selection process as well. Think also about performance appraisals and team meetings and peer-to-peer mentoring and training, all of those other activities that should still be able to happen whether you're in the building or not. So what is needed to strengthen up those systems as well? Managing referrers, all of that good stuff. Think about all of those everyday things that you do. And in the weeks before you have your leave, ask yourself the question, who can do this next? How can I not have to do this again? What systems do we need for this to be handed over to a better pair of hands than myself on this? What I so often hear is that the work done in the 2, 3, 4 weeks before the business owner goes on leave is remarkable business strengthening system development of the highest caliber, because there is an urgency about it, because the business owner's motivation is so high to be on leave and out of the building that they don't want to do it. So they just fast track a whole lot of thinking that they've perhaps been mulling over potentially for months and months beforehand. So use the flight plan towards your personal leave as a real accelerated business development activity approach as well. That may just help you reframe the work that you probably know is needed for you to have a really remarkable freeing, renewing time away from the business as well. By also having a strategic flight plan approach, it helps everybody else get ready for when you won't be there. So team will be stepping up and picking up new activities and practicing, and you'll have practice runs and you'll have time for corrections. Your customer service team will be, you know, lifting a little more and perhaps getting a little more done in different ways to be able to pick up those tasks that you ordinarily would have done as well. So the whole business is strengthening and prepping for your leave. The whole team is lifting and strengthening for your leave so that you feel very supported and very confident so that you can really start to relax and recharge those batteries in that week, hopefully 2 weeks that you can have as leave. So what we don't want is for the business owner to be arriving on the first day of leave, just kind of cracking a sweat because there's still so much that's not done, still on emails in the morning, still checking SMS and shooting through some directions and passwords and goodness knows what else. Humans have had enough stress in 2020, and the whole point of a flight plan into personal leave is that it is also a gradual release of that business tension so that you have the best chance of a relaxing couple of weeks away from the business as well. I guess you're wondering, what on earth will you do during your leave? The passport is sulking in the cupboard, remember? So this does seem to be the year for the staycation. Depending on where you live and obviously when you're listening to this recording, there will be opportunities or restrictions and everything else in between available to you to use your personal time, personal leave. It's just so bizarre, really, to even think that on the date that this podcast conversation is recorded, we actually don't even know quite what our movements and our opportunities and, you know, just how close our horizons are as well. This afternoon, I had a little bit of a explore with Google, and I Googled the word staycation in my area, and I Googled the word staycation in my state. I didn't get so excited as to Google the word staycation in Australia, because I can't imagine that I will be leaving my state for quite some time to come. And then I sort of started to go down some rabbit holes about, you know, things to do at home and hobbies and activities. And, you know, you just don't know what you don't know sometimes with those sorts of things as well. What struck me was the monumental amount of information and suggestion available online for how to have a staycation, how to have a vacation, a holiday, a break at home in what, you know, maybe a smaller environment that we would really like, but it is the environment that we have, and a break is still a break. And I truly believe that a staycation at home can still be relaxing and re-energizing. But I think there's a little bit of work to be done on this front as well, because I know so many of you, possibly every allied health business owner tuning into this episode, will have been working from home. Okay. I'm very confident that that is the case. So the question comes up about, well, how do I have a staycation when I'm sort of having a holiday in my office, or where my house has become the business, or where my house has become the office, or in fact, my office is all over the house? So it could be as part of your flight path in towards some leave time that you start to bundle up the work stuff that may be on every horizontal surface at home. Start to bring it together, start to file it, start to shred it, start to release it. There's probably a ton of stuff you don't need anymore. And have a little bit of a look around at about how you can contain all of your work activities at home. Many of you listening may be back in the office, and you may have, I hope, I wish that you all have your own office in your clinics. It is just such a game changer to be able to close the door as and when required. But I know many people have home offices, and it is unavoidable that there's going to be some business clutter elsewhere around the house. So ideally, get the business workstation into a nook, into a corner, into a space where it is contained, absolutely contained. So I have a couple of little pro tips. Don't know if you're interested, but I have worked from home for goodness, looks at calendar, 5, 6, 7 years now, and very much enjoy it. But I am very fortunate to have a whole room dedicated in my home for work. And I spend 98% of my work time in my workplace, for the very reason that I don't wish to see my work all over the house. My family don't want to see my work all over the house either. And I was describing to some people this afternoon a mindfulness practice that I have in working from home, that when I am in my office, I am at work and I dress for work, and work happens in this however many square meters it is. It's quite a lovely office and I'm very lucky. Should I decide to work in a different part of the house, it is a very conscious decision. I pack up tech, I take what I need, and I will work in a different space in my house for a set amount of time, for a set reason, and sort of certain tasks as well. But I have a mindfulness practice that I try nearly, and I nearly always do it through doorways. When I'm walking through a doorway into my home office, I have a visualization and a mindfulness piece so that I am at work. If I take my work out to another room, I have a mindfulness piece that this is temporary and that when I cross that doorway, that is the role that I am in that particular space. So going back to your staycation, because I was rabbiting on about how I manage my work and family kind of balance piece. So part of your flight plan is potentially decluttering, tidying up, bringing together the business activities so that they are contained within your home, maybe even unseen. You may even want to bundle them out of sight, and that would be completely understandable. In other circumstances, you would be holidaying in a place where you have a, you know, change of routine, a change of visual environment, a change of experience and opportunities. So what we are doing is getting creative and starting to think about how we can have a restful break away from work but stay in our home environment. So just as you would really plan a holiday and a same state, interstate, international holiday, you would most likely be planning the days. You would be, maybe you might have an itinerary, you may have ideas of what you do and don't want to do, but there is some sort of loose plan as a rule. And, you know, the same can apply. You can still have some plans for how you use your time. You can build in activities on certain days. You can build in other experiences. You can kind of, you know, get really, really creative with how you use your time at home and meals and picnics and whatever else you can dream up that you can get done. In this case, it may be in your neighbourhood. So certainly with family, get the kids involved and get them thinking about how they want to use their days. They can be the boss of the day, and get some family Googling going. So you've got some, you know, interesting creative ways of spending your time if that's what you want. If you totally want to free and flow with it, that is also great. But to have some intention and some planning around the sort of stay-at-home experience that you want, I think is good. And I'm hearing that business owners are finding this, the right amount of forward planning, really, really useful, so that they don't get to the, you know, Thursday of the first week thinking, I haven't done anything, I'm stressed, I should have done more, I wanted to do this, that there is some forward intention about how that time will be spent, even if you don't necessarily stick to it. That's okay. Right. Now, I am pretty sure on other podcasts I have also spoken about the return to work phase. I'm very sure I've spoken about that because I know personally I have been working to improve this for many, many years. Now, even if you are having a staycation, it is really important to plan your return to work. And this is going to be absolutely different for everybody. I believe it's really important to ease in to work. So whether you have, I'm just going to pull ideas from what I know people do and what works for me as well. Some work from home days first. So rather than getting back in at, you know, 8:30 on the Monday, that could be a work from home day, and that gives you catch up time. You may be able to work from home other days. Work from home may be the only option by the time you get back for leave as well, but you may be unavailable and sort of at work, but kind of literally behind a closed door. You may want to forward book meetings with your leadership team or with key people in that first couple of days back so that you are aware of what did and didn't happen, that you got updates, that you got a little bit of a forward plan. Ideally, have all of that booked before you go on leave. That is part of your flight plan to have your first week, maybe your first fortnight, appropriately booked so that you're not kind of trying to find times with people as well. You may want to do a debrief about how the business managed without you while you're away. What were the positives? What were the negatives? What was interesting? What would you do differently next time? Love that structure. I'll just repeat it. This is what we use in our business. Positive, negatives, interesting, and what would we do different next time as well? There's bound to be some improvements, so spend some time exploring them so that next time you go on leave, it is even easier, or that the structure is very much in place that you can implement with less effort and less tension there as well. So yeah, ease on in. Returning to work after a break is also an opportunity to see those tasks that typically you were very wed to that other people have now managed to do in your absence. And it is a really interesting opportunity to actually delegate, still hold account, but to delegate tasks on a more permanent, ongoing basis. So think twice about when you start saying, yes, 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 I'll pick it up, I'll do that, yep, yep, I'll bring that back to me. It may be that you don't need to, and that you can actually say, you're doing a great job, let's keep it with you for the moment, and you monitor and strengthen and build capability across your team in those tasks that you thought, you know, those tasks that you really think you're the only one that can do. Yeah, well, turns out other people can do it too, and sometimes they're even better than you. Coming back from holidays is a great time to excavate those tasks and to put someone else's name on them as well. The other last thing I'm going to say is that when you are on holiday, staycation, that is when you plan the next one. And maybe the next holiday, maybe the 2021 holiday is the one that you get your passport out for. Maybe the 2021 holiday is the one where you see the sunny beaches, where you see beautiful natural environments if you don't usually have access to them. Maybe it's the holiday after this next one that is the one that perhaps you have in your imaginations right now. But let's make the absolute best of what we have available to us and book that block of personal leave, please. I'm really happy for you to mute me now and for you to all flick to your calendars and just put leave right across a whole week, maybe even two if you possibly can. If that feels just dangerous, absolutely book a series of long weekends. Plan and take the time to build the flight path into the holidays. It is only a business development activity. Get some fun and get a little bit of kind of forward planning about how you will use your time while you're out of the business and at home. And then make sure you're really, really clear with how you will enter back into the business. Mindful that there may be a whole bunch of tasks that you no longer have to do. Right. That is my thinking. I am just so mindful how fatigued allied health business owners are and that we need you here for the long term. We need you here for the business marathon. So please put in some self-care activities. Please get some leave between now and the end of the year. Alrighty. I am going to leave that with you, knowing that you'll make wonderful decisions, and I would love to hear about your holiday plans. Alrighty, we'll talk soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues.
The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.